This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in June of this year. We're talking about SPO Networks, Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SPOI. And with us today is the CEO. He's going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Tom Smith. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Everett.
You know, before we get started, I would like for you to give some of my new listeners just a little bit of a pitch of who you guys are and what you do, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Okay. Well, SPO Networks is a very diverse company. We are into the cannabis market in Colorado, venturing out into the New York area or the northeastern states. We also have a scrap metal recycling in Arkansas and Missouri, and just agreed to a purchase of a construction demolition company that is an acquisition that should happen soon.
Yeah, I saw that. You guys put out a press release on, I believe, yesterday, 727. What benefits will the acquisition of Redline Contractors have on SPO Networks? And do you have anything in the queue to acquire?
Redline Contractors is, you know, it's really going to be a nice fit. Having created the company myself in 2002.
Right, I saw
having
that.
A long-term book of business. We basically have duplicate employees doing duplicate things from SPO and Redline. So the first and the easiest thing that we're going to take advantage of is just the simple revenues from the company. Having experienced people and boots on the ground, it will help us fill the chairs that need to be filled. These folks are good folks, so we're going to rearrange the furniture, so to speak, and not have to look for new people in the growth of the business. So with that being said, the infrastructure that we're creating is going to be strong, along with having the ability to self-perform some, if not all, of the work that we're doing in multiple states. So Redline Contractors is a licensed contractor in Colorado. So we can be the general contractor there on any building projects. Plus, the experienced staff we have can also self-perform most of what we do.
You know, I was looking at it, and correct me if my numbers are wrong. The revenues were $4.1 million. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And then you guys are only paying one time multiple on that, and you're buying the company for $4.1 million.
That's correct. Yep.
That's pretty
basically
cheap.
It's a steal, and
yeah,
there's some added benefits that go along with that. So it's a great deal for both SPO and me. Plus, it'll allow me to focus on the big picture, you know, rather than try to run my day job of Redline and work in SPO. You know, all of our energy will be for the greater good of the whole project.
Tom, as you know, and I'm sure it's going out there in the Midwest too, all over the country, there's a shortage of workers. That being said, what are you guys doing to attract and retain quality workforce for your organization and moving forward?
You know, we started really focusing in on what drives our people and general humans, and especially, you know, that's a moving target in a climate that we live in today. And the things that we've learned from our people is just listening. We've listened to them. But one goal that we're very proud of implementing with SBO is, as of June 30th, our entry-level pay for entry-level, you know, non-skilled workers, because we have, you know, that type of opportunity for folks here is $15 an hour. So when you get hired here, our minimum wage is $15. We have some health benefits that are now available for our folks. Obviously, we have paid vacation and personal time off. So I think a lot of it is just listening to our folks and giving them enough money to survive on. You know, people at any level, need to be paid. Now, with that, we're excited to be investigating some stock options for vested people in the future to keep those folks here and keep them excited about what we have going on. So having a stock option once they're vetted with our company, with SBO, I think that we're creating a great opportunity for everyone.
You know, when you think of your company, solid waste management company, if you will, scrap metals, recycling, demolition, and then all of a sudden you throw us a curveball on July 14th, you go out there and you buy a dispensary, and it kind of blows my mind. Tell us about the cannabis operations there in Colorado, and what's the future moving forward and your thoughts.
Well, I think that, you know, I've done this in a different type of industry, so it's not anything new for me. When you're working in multiple states, and especially something as regulated as cannabis, you cross state lines now. So it's real easy. We're putting a hub and spoke operation in. You're going to have a grow operation. You're going to have extraction operation, and that's your hub. But we're not just going after the wholesale market. We want seed to sell. So we have our genetic seed operation going. So in Colorado, it'll be everything that you want. As we expand out and have dispensaries throughout the state, it's a slow process with permitting and getting things moved, but simple hub and spoke. We're going to do the same thing in New York if the regulations allow us. We're going to be going to Connecticut, Vermont, Virginia, and New Mexico soon, but we're waiting on the states to come up with the regulations to ensure that a publicly traded company can do that. Even if it doesn't, for instance, with Colorado, when they started, there's criteria that didn't allow publicly traded companies to own cannabis operations there. So we got things going early on. In the case, let's just say we go to New York and they don't allow the publicly traded company to come in there yet. Well, I'm prepared to do that on my own, set it up, and get ready for when they do allow it, because it's only a matter of time, and then sell it straight back to SBO. So we're going to have boots on the ground, get our toe in the door, so to speak, and get this show on the road.
My guest today has been Tom Smith. He is the CEO of SBO Networks, Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SPOI. Tom, before I let you go, any last words or thoughts on moving forward to the company? And also, what would you like my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
You know, most of the time, this is where folks say, oh, we're the most undervalued stock on the planet. In reality, I think that we're here for the long haul. You see these companies that do very well and always get ridiculed for not taking care of their people. And I think our focal point is taking care of our people, looking out for our shareholders, to ensure the integrity of what it is that we're doing to the best of our ability. And just recently, I have to say, I've been contacted by some old shareholders that have been on this stock for a while that didn't do so well in its early days from past operations, and they've been incredibly supportive. So the momentum we have going on, I've heard from folks from New York, I've heard from folks from California, it's exciting to see people say, hey, what can we do to make this work for all of us? And I think we're heading in the right direction. The business plan is solid. We're going down a little bit of an unknown chartered territory with the cannabis, but guess what? We're in demolition, scrap metal, solid waste. That's paying the bills, and that's what we're creating.
They definitely have revenues. That's one of the hard things for a small OTC company to have is revenues. My guest has been Tom Smith today. Sir, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there. Hopefully you come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Thanks a lot, Everett. It's my pleasure.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.